A proposal to limit the number of hotels in Dublin City and to introduce new measures to protect performance venues and artistic spaces will be debated tomorrow night at the meeting of Dublin City Council. Some members of the artistic community, including musicians, artists and performers, have claimed that the venues they use are being demolished to make way for the building of hotels, student accommodation and offices in the capital. I've been meeting them to find out more. On a busy night in Dublin, clubs and theatres thrive as locals and tourists enjoy what's on offer. But performers, artists and DJs say the capital city is changing. And they claim creative spaces are being demolished to make way for more hotels, offices and student accommodation.
Hotels and student accommodation, it's almost right across the board. That's the only plan. There's no vision for this city at the moment beyond that. And it's quite depressing, to be honest. Obviously, we're not taking that lying down, but at the same time, it can't be just us talking about this. Politicians, the governments, local council need to get involved in this.
Sunil Sharp is a DJ and part of an organisation called Give Us The Night, which is campaigning for the protection of cultural spaces and music venues, which he says are disappearing fast.
If you go into Dublin City at night, Dublin City used to be a vital place for Dubliners to go out at night. And I mean, it should be for everybody. We should be proud of this city when tourists come over here. We're not very proud of the city now, or at least where it's going and where it's likely to go if nobody intervenes here.
But it's not just those involved in the music industry who are concerned. Hey, Sharon, how are you doing?
Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. How are you? Sharon Green is an artist and founder of the Dublin Flea Market. She runs a company specialising in creative events. At her home near Portobello in Dublin, she told me that she too has noticed a decrease in the number of available venues where art can be created and displayed in Dublin City.
Well, what I'm experiencing personally through my art practice and through my businesses is that I'm finding it very hard to find space to, art studios. I've lost 3 in 4 years. And also, we've lost our temporary home for the Dublin Flea Market and our temporary home for the Dublin Flea Christmas Market.
When you say you've lost them, what's happened to them?
So the 3 art studios that I had, one after the other, obviously, are now student accommodation. And what I've heard is 2 hotels.
And she says the cultural life of Dublin is suffering as a result.
We can't afford to lose that culture from our small city, because if we do, it's going to become very bland and very commercial very quickly. And I think that we are a hugely creative country, but that creativity is not getting a platform to shine, to experiment, to explore.
So what is happening on the Dublin property market? And are artists painting an accurate picture when they suggest that cultural spaces are being demolished in favour of hotels and rental accommodation?
I think there's some truth to it, but I suppose we've got to be careful about keeping a bit of balance on the commentary.
James Nugent is chairman of LISNEY, one of the country's largest estate agents, which specialises in commercial and residential property.
Undoubtedly, where you have an economy as vibrant as Dublin, and a requirement both for office space, hotel accommodation and, you know, residential accommodation for people to live, we're seeing an enormous amount of development going on. And that then puts pressure on uses which probably aren't as profitable as the uses which I've outlined above.
What are we seeing then? What are the big developments that are happening in Dublin?
We're seeing a lot of inward investment chasing the private rental sector. So that is essentially building residential apartment blocks to be leased out to people. So there's a lot of money after that. There's still a lot of money coming into office buildings. And we're seeing global corporate occupiers acquiring large chunks of office space. So you have companies like Facebook, Salesforce, Amazon, Google, constantly taking accommodation every year, and probably at this stage maybe occupying somewhere around 5-6% of our total stock.
So what does that mean for arts and culture spaces if so much of the city is being developed for offices and rental accommodation?
Broadly speaking, when a developer looks at a site, and particularly for the larger urban sites where there's master planning going on, they look for a mix of uses. So, for example, when we were involved in Boland's Quay, which was about 200,000 square feet of offices, retail accommodation, apartments, there was a cultural block put in one of the protected structures. So developers are aware that there has to be some mix of uses, and they don't want to create something which is uniform, dull or sterile.
But ultimately, it's up to the planners and the local authority to decide how an area should be developed. And music artist Robbie Kitt believes efforts should now be made to help prevent the closure of any more venues and creative spaces in the capital.
Well, like some action from Dublin City Council with regards to protecting cultural spaces that already exist would be something that would be really, really favourable. Some sort of law change regards to licensing laws and planning, and just some sort of vision from and accountability from Dublin City Council and on Bord Pleanála with regards to the decisions they're making with regard to development in the city. You know, it's like it's hard to know who are making these decisions. It's hard to know where these long-term plans are coming from, and again, who they actually are in the interests of, because they really don't seem to be in the interest of the people who live here.
We asked Dublin City Council management to respond to the claims being made by the artistic community. Nobody was available to put forward their point of view. But management at the council will have an opportunity to discuss this issue with elected representatives, because a special meeting of the council to discuss culture, life and space in Dublin will take place tomorrow evening.
Well, I think one of the concrete measures that we took in the last couple of years within the development plan was that 5% of all mixed-use developments would be given over to either cultural or artistic spaces. And I think we need to really look at strengthening that provision and what we can do from a planning perspective to make sure that unique spaces are protected.
Labour councillor Rebecca Moynihan is one of the signatories to a motion being put to the council tomorrow, which calls for a limit to be placed on the number of hotels which can be built in the city, and to vary the development plan to promote nightlife and creative culture, and to address the erosion of cultural life in the capital.
Dublin is a living, breathing city. It's not a museum and it's not an amusement park. And I think there is a real concern just in terms of the more unique spaces are being taken over by, you know, what are very generic hotels, tourist-focused culture. And I think that's the concern that you see pulling together.
Well, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? I mean, people might argue that, you know, that's you have one vision of a particular type of culture, but there are other visions of what culture is as well.
Absolutely, and I think there has to be space for everything, but the problem is there not it isn't being space for artists who are producing artistic creativity within the city. You have to have in a capital city, you should be able to come up and live somewhat cheaply and be able to dedicate yourself to creating.
This weekend, Culture Night brought thousands of people into galleries, theatres and venues across Dublin City. But artists like Sharon Green say the changing urban landscape puts the art of the future at risk unless action is taken now.
We maintain our established institutions, our cultural institutions, our galleries. You know, we have them. But what has been squeezed out of the city is this greyer sort of space that is for experimentation, that the seeds of contemporary culture can be sown, that you don't know what's going to come out of it.
And that was artist Sharon Green, who'll also speak about this issue at the Ireland Music Week conference, which starts in Dublin on Wednesday at the Lost Lane Music Venue.